Why did car insurance get so expensive? Not that long ago, repairing a car after a crash was pretty straightforward. Replace damaged parts, pound bent metal back into shape, touch up the paint and send the driver on their way in a vehicle that looks new. But today's autos are so loaded with technology and built with such specialized materials that repairing even a minor fender bender can be a tedious and expensive exercise in both computer science and engineering. It's the complexity of vehicles these days, says Ben Clymer, who co-owns a chain of body shops in Southern California. Repairing a base model Kia is nothing like it was just a few years ago. It might have 10 different computers and all kinds of sensors. All that complexity, combined with rising prices for parts, Clymer says, really creates the perfect storm for higher repair costs. It's driving up auto insurance rates at the fastest pace in almost a half century. The average repair bill for a traditional vehicle today runs $4,437, according to auto insurance processing company CCC Intelligent Solutions. For an electric vehicle, the average fix is 49% higher, or $6,618, thanks to their added tech gadgetry and the special handling required to work with their electric powertrains. Insurers, who watch the average collision insurance claim soar 64% from 2018 to 2022, to $5,992, according to the Insurance Information Institute, have moved to offset the higher repair costs by aggressively hiking drivers' premiums. The cost of auto insurance in the U.S. rose more than 20% in 2023, the biggest annual jump since 1976, data from the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics show. Rates are up 37% since January 2020, adding to an affordability crisis caused in part by the price of cars surging about 30% in that same time frame, to almost $49,000 on average, according to research group Cox Automotive Incorporated. Ballooning premiums are adding to consumers' wallet woes. But some drivers have been cutting costs by reducing their coverage and increasing the deductible they have to pay out of pocket for a repair. Rising rates are even pushing some people to choose older cars, which are less expensive to insure. For the majority of people, auto insurance is definitely an afterthought, says Jessica Caldwell, executive director of insights at autoresearcheredmonds.com. But, for anyone evaluating the total cost of ownership before purchasing, it may very well affect what they ultimately can buy and may even exclude them from the new car market. Americans aren't the only ones facing higher bills. In the UK, auto insurance premiums jumped 58% on average last year and 84% for 18-year-old drivers, according to data from comparison site Confused.com and insurance broker WTW plc. Some of the car insurance inflation in the US can be explained by a pause in premium increases during the pandemic and the widespread parts shortages that hobbled the entire auto industry. But much of the cost pressure for insurers is because vehicles have taken a high-tech turn. The phalanx of safety equipment now common on cars includes automatic emergency braking, backup cameras, blind spot detection and lane departure warnings, to name a few. To give drivers eyes in the back of their head, automotive engineers have embedded radar, sonar and cameras from bumper to bumper. These advancements mean that even a fender bender can result in an elaborate and costly repair. Take the Toyota Camry, for decades the best-selling car in America. When Toyota Motor Corporation redesigned and upgraded it back in 2018, its front bumper went from having 18 parts to 43, including sensors for the advanced driver assist system. As a result, it now costs 43% more to repair a Camry after a front-end collision, according to Mitchell International Incorporated, a researcher that provides data and software to insurance companies and car repair shops. LED headlights found on most new cars cost 5 times more than the halogen lights they replaced. Automakers also have taken to using more aluminum on car hoods and other body panels, which improves fuel economy and protects passengers by absorbing energy in an accident. But aluminum tends to crack in a crash, rather than crumple like steel, which is easier and cheaper to repair by bending it back into shape. When you have a cracked panel, you're far more likely to replace it than repair it, says Ryan Mandel, director of performance consulting at Mitchell. Lightweight materials improve fuel economy and crashworthiness, but they reduce repairability. All the new technology has also added a costly step to the repair process, calibration. Once the broken car has been put back together, all those freshly replaced sensors and cameras must undergo a battery of highly specific, time-consuming tests to make sure all are working in harmony to detect crash risks. This process adds about $500 to an average repair bill, Mandel says. Electric vehicles, despite having fewer parts than those with traditional internal combustion engines, take more than 20 days to repair on average, 40% longer than non-EVs, according to CCC Intelligent Solutions. The risk of fire spurs many manufacturers to require that an EV's massive lithium-ion battery be drained and disconnected before a repair. If welding or a trip through a hot paint bay is required, then the battery has to be removed entirely. Clymer, the body shop owner, says he knows of a repair technician who was electrocuted while working on an EV last year. "There are a massive amount of safety protocols just to keep our people safe," he says. That adds cost. When Hertz Global Holdings Incorporated announced this month that it plans to sell a third of its battery-powered rental fleet and reinvest in gas-powered cars, EV repair costs were among the reasons it cited for the change of heart. Chief Executive Officer Stephen Scher has said EVs cost Hertz twice as much to repair as internal combustion engine cars, and that weighed on the company's profit and cash flow. EV's impact on insurance rates will only grow as sales rise for battery-powered models, which last year accounted for only 7.6% of U.S. auto sales. Another culprit responsible for the rise in insurance rates: distracted drivers. Despite all the costly new sensors that detect and help avoid crashes, accident claims are actually up since 2019, Mandel says. This troubling trend is likely to keep premiums rising. "The way we engage with our vehicle has changed," he says. "You have this big screen in the dash that's distracting you, and it's right next to you in the cockpit. That's a big reason why we haven't seen a claim frequency decline." With Reed Pickard. Read next: Why buying a car is more expensive than ever in the U.S.